POL, this kind of science fiction-ish or fantasy-ish element that we now develop from our other world storyline. Which I know will add some Star Trek spirit too. So we had this inspiration there from Miyazaki with the, what is it, the walking castle. But this is more a temple and it could be like this, that the people from the other world have developed a technology where they just, in their world and our world, because it's just a higher level of the world, enter into some building which looks, could look a little temple-ish, and, or maybe a lot temple-ish. Or at least sacred geometry-ish. And then poof, they can not only sit mentally enter into other worlds, but they can enter physically, and they are, you know, the mediums there, some are just fake. I'm talking about Earth now. But there are maybe a couple, or we can put one lady there, medium, and another one who's really promoting herself as a medium, but it's not so good as she wants to think of it herself. And then there's this other one who is working as a, you know, dentist, nurse, but who is really a natural medium, who can also be involved here. You could have people who build a place, a room, or a building, and kind of initiate it, install it in such a way that those from the other world, the higher world, hopefully, who want to come here, they can just enter their bodies, the medium bodies, that's what they call mediums, and then act through them for a long time. Likewise, there are of course those from who are invited from other worlds, which we shouldn't talk about here, down there. Maybe worlds of predators, and I don't know, but we're going upwards spiral here, right? So we stick to that. Live on the good side. Yep. Wherever you are, whoever you are, you can decide. I'm gonna live on the good side. Always look at the bright side. Kan vi avsluta med? And I've seen, and it feels like that, that some people up in very powerful positions in global society, human community who have started thinking more this way. Otherwise, you know, these industrialists, what do they care about the environment? They care just about how to do whatever it takes to make more profit, because that's what it's all about, and gotta feed your family. But what you're feeding your family, just look at them. And you got too much. You know, it's simple that when you have enough, there is a balance there where you have what you need to be happy. And don't make the stupid mistake on materialism. I mean, this is so 20th century thinking that the more money and stuff and enjoyments and alcohol and whatever, drugs or sex and this and that, that I can grab hold of and do and fill every moment of my time with, the happier I will be. Yeah, sure, I mean, those who have been there or are there, they could tell you truth about it, if they still live. So, yeah, I mean, depression is like a plague in the Western world today, I think. Otherwise, you know, you just look at how many pills are being sold regularly. Antidepressants. Check it out online. Phew, you wouldn't believe me. And the others, you know, amphetamine pills. The students, so they can study better. I mean, it's phew, this is not going on. This country where I live, but I heard over there in the land of the free and the brave, leaders of the world, as they think they are, well, they lead the world in a direction that I am not so interested in, and my sons neither. I think the kids here, the more eastwards you get, they just look at those over there on the other side, overseas there, and shake their heads. What are they doing over there? And now they start to behave, even the top leaders are starting to behave like they are mentally disturbed somehow. Psychopaths, narcissists, thinking just about, you know, their position next election or the money that they can get out of it in their position. You know, how, if I don't do what the ones up there say, then I will kick you out of my position. So, I, you know, and in this way, we have somehow or other up there a bunch of people who are, I would say, by definition, you know, psychological clinical profile that made one of corporations came to that diagnosis. Psychopath, meaning very selfishly motivated, can be very charming and know how to get others to where they want them, but then just to take advantage, to do, use them for him or herself. Parasite, parasitic behavior. So if you are one of those, well, I, what can I say? I mean, I can say that, you know, there are better ways to be happy. And the money and the power and the whatever, what is it that you want, really? You can't buy, I can't buy me love. And this is something, you know, I'm happy I grew up in the 60s there. That was a few years after the hippies, but I considered myself a hippie, 12-year-old or something, 11. But there was a certain wisdom there. I think it came from the East or something and landed in among the hippies who really, I would say, stood up the same way that many of us now do today. Hey, make love, not war, come on. And that sounds simplistic and naive or whatever, romantic, but there was a deep, you know, there were some very serious intellectuals and very highly intelligent people who were the pillars in this also. It was not just some drug, later maybe it became like that, some drug addicts. I don't know, or then just again, yuppies, money talks, nobody walks, as usual. So, I mean, there are these sides, and I would say that now today what we are needed more than ever. Look at Yoko Ono, still alive when I speak this, and I have great respect for that lady and for her late husband. My goodness, you know, what people back then. So learn from them, learn from each other. And if you think that, oh, this one is nice, but then just unrealistic dreamer, you may say, I'm a dreamer. Yeah, sure, I also say he was. But that's also nice, needed sometimes to dream. Good dreams, because, you know, it's our dreams that tend to turn into our reality. That's actually how it works. If you maintain a strong dream and desire, you've got that form there in your mind taking stronger and stronger shape, then it tends to manifest around us too. So therefore, it starts there within, here within where we are, and that's why we are here, inside, looking out.